New studies found humans began to dramatically transform the global environment 3,000 years ago, much earlier than previously thought. The research was aimed at getting a better understanding of the long-term effects of altering the landscape through practices like deforestation and intensive agriculture. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Long before we had cities, highways and modern machinery, human beings were making their mark on the planet.
If you actually look at the data, you see that by around 3,000 years ago, large swathes of the Earth's surface had already been transformed.
Tim Denham is an associate professor in archaeology at the Australian National University and a co-author of a study published today in the journal Science that looks into how human land use has transformed the Earth.
We tend to just think about the last 100 years, let's say, with plastics and petrochemicals, or we go back a few hundred years and think about the Industrial Revolution.
But this study, which involved more than 250 archaeologists from around the world, found that in the past 10,000 years of humans using the land, our impact and the way that we've physically changed the Earth's environment began accelerating 3,000 years ago.
By basically agricultural activities, whether the cultivation of plants or also the husbanding of animals, you know, under pastoral systems.
But for those that work in climate science, defining human impact this far back raises issues. Will Steffen is a counsellor with the Climate Change Institute, and he says one particular term undermines the concept of human-caused climate change. The study challenges the definition of what's known as Anthropocene, the geological time period that scientists argue humans have had direct impact on climate and the environment. This study asserts these changes began thousands of years ago. Will Steffen and his peers say the Anthropocene began much more recently than that.
I think some people who don't want to face climate change or do not want to understand it can use that as a crutch to say that what's happening now is not much different from what's happening back then. And it's hugely different. They in no way should be used as an excuse for denying what's going on, particularly in the post-1950 era, where we are destabilizing the entire Earth system.
Dr. Andrea Kay is a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Queensland's Archaeology Department and another contributing author to the study. She agrees Will Steffen has a valid concern, but she says it's also problematic to ignore the impact humans had before burning fossil fuels.
It's important to acknowledge that for thousands of years, humans have been, you know, modifying vegetation, for example, which, even if it's on a smaller scale, can have feedbacks to the climate.
Queensland University's Dr. Andrea Kay ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.